Auckland City's budget is set to be signed off today, with Mayor Wayne Brown pushing hard to get enough support to sell off the council's $2 billion worth of airport shares. Now, part of Wayne Brown's push to get support from councillors, the support he needs, is a promise to maintain or restore funding, there were some proposed cuts, to local boards if his budget is signed off. Now we're joined by Henderson Massey local board chair Chris Carter and Waitakere Rangers local board chair Greg Presland. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Chris, you've been around politics for quite some time. How significant is this vote today in terms of the direction, really, for Auckland?
Well, it's significant for direction, and it's also, of course, extraordinarily significant for the mayor's political future, because he's rested everything on today's vote, and he seems to be obsessed with selling the airport shares. And if he's not successful in getting the support of 10 councillors today to do that, then he suffered a huge political blow. So it's important for Auckland and where our city's going. It's also important for the politics of our city.
Well, he's gone quite some way to try and get that consensus by saying that the $16 million in cuts proposed for boards like yours, the boards, would be put back on the table. So you would support the airport shares, wouldn't you then?
No, I don't support the selling of the airport shares at all.
You accept the $16 billion in cuts, a million in cuts might have to be made?
The mayor also has to get support from his councillors for this slash and burn cuts that he's proposed. Now, of course, the interesting question politically will be what happens if he can't sell the airport shares and he can't get any support for the slash and burn. Then, in the end, they'll have to compromise. And actually, you know, the group, A Better Budget for Auckland, have put out two proposed budgets, which involve a bit more borrowing, a slight raise of a dollar a week in rates, and we wouldn't have to sell the shares and we wouldn't have to slash services. So the mayor has an off-ramp. Let's see whether he's got the political nous to take it.
All right, Greg. Well, do you believe that there is a way here to have it all, that you can get this budget through without having to sell the shares, but at the same time not have cuts and not increase borrowing? It doesn't seem to add up, does it?
I agree with Chris, actually. The shares over a long period of time have been very well performing, and it's only been the COVID lockdown which saw the income from dividends cut. They're predicted to earn another $42 million this year in dividends, and it's going to ramp up over the next few years. And so eventually the savings that the mayor's talked about are going to be much smaller than the dividend income. So for the long term...
Well, he argues, of course, that it's the ability to pay the interest payments is the issue on your debt, on the council's debt. And so what's the point in owning the shares if you're sort of being swamped by that?
His predictions are that interest rates will drop fairly dramatically over the next few years, so the savings are going to be reduced. We can keep the shares. We just need to look at the other levers. Rates increases. The mayor proposed below the rate of inflation, which is an effective cut, and that needs to be reviewed. And
bit of a risk to be hoping that interest rates will fall. I mean, it's not clear that they're going to fall anytime soon.
Treasury's reasonably good at its predictions normally. And the other aspect is that the mayor terrorises people about borrowing, but our balance sheet's relatively healthy. We have over $70 billion worth of assets, and the figures from last year were $11.4 billion worth of debt. So we're very comfortably leveraged in that terms. We just need to be... get through this year, and we can do that by using the proper levers and keep the shares, and long term that'd be better for the city.
All right, Chris Carter, is there a compromise solution? You talked about some sort of compromise here whereby part of the shares are sold, not all of them, perhaps you hold 10%.
Look, it's complete madness to sell these shares. I mean, they'll make $42 million next year, and in 8 years' time, they're predicted to make $79 million a year. Greg's quite right. You know, the council debt is not out of control. It's actually lower now than it was just before COVID struck. The council has top ratings from international credit agencies. You know, if they bumped up the rates, you know, to 9.9%. It would mean a dollar more a week for the average house of $1.4 million. That's not even the cost of a cup of coffee a week. So, you know, it's all this alarmist talk. The mayor seems to be obsessed with selling the airport shares, you know, the most profitable asset that the city has. You know, you have to wonder, is this ideological? Is this, you know, are some of his mates wanting to buy this 18% of Auckland Airport shares?
No. We're not going down that road. You've got no evidence to back. You've got no evidence to. I'm sorry, Chris, but that you can't be bandying around claims like that. What evidence have you got to back that up?
Look, the statement
he's trying to sell the shares, isn't he? Because he doesn't want to increase rates at 10%, which you're proposing.
There has to be a reason why he's obsessed with selling the shares. We don't need to sell the shares. You know, Greg has just explained, and I've explained to you, but you seem to be unable to listen, that the city is not in a chronic debt position. Its debt rating with international agencies is very good. We have a huge amount of assets. A dollar a week rate rise for the average household is nothing, not even a cup of coffee.
Okay. No, I understand your point. But what I want to know, I'd like an answer to this.
I'm not suggesting that there's any crooked thing going on.
Good.
But the mayor does seem to be obsessed with selling the shares. You have to say why.
Okay, but he might argue. I want to put the other argument back to you, and perhaps Greg might want to pick up on this as well. Is your argument is that the airport should be held for financial reasons, not your ideological reasons, which might be that public ownership has some benefit. What is it?
Well, it has an obvious financial asset. I mean, $79 million.
So it's not about the fact that it's some public asset that
For me, that's important. I agree. So for me, there is an ideological aspect. I don't think public assets should be sold. You know, I was a cabinet minister for 8 years in Alan Clark's government. Of course, I don't believe in selling public assets. We saved Air New Zealand, for example, on the basis of it being a strategic asset for New Zealand. So. You know, it is, for me, ideological. For the mayor, it may be ideological about selling the shares.
Let me get a comment from Greg on that as well. Your view on this, because the mayor argues this, and Maurice Williamson is another, have argued that there's no strategic value in this because you don't have a board seat or the ability to influence necessarily what the airport is doing.
Couple of comments. We have the largest shareholding of any entity in the airport at 18%. Depending how votes go, you would expect Auckland Council to be on the right side of votes pretty well all of the time. The airport is possibly the most significant transport hub in the region, and it's got a very large land holding. So there are strategically, it's really important. And so just from that point of view, I think it's important for us to maintain our stake. And that's to put to one side the financial aspect of it, which I think also justify the reason to keep the share.
And if there was a share issue, a capital raising exercise by the airport, whereby you would need to potentially buy more shares to maintain that stake, you would support that?
Personally, I would, as long as the finances were looking okay. I mean, we have this situation where really well-tuned, highly resourced financial institutions will buy these shares at the drop of a hat, but a public entity is meant to dispose of them for some reason. And I don't see why, on behalf of the people of Auckland, the council shouldn't maintain its shareholding and receive the benefits that these private institutions receive.
Greg, thank you very much for that. We'll leave it there. A very interesting day ahead. Thank you also to Chris Carter. That was Chris Carter, who is the Henderson Massey local board chair. Also speaking to Greg Presland, who is the Waitakere Rangers local board chair.